You are listening to The JP Show,
where we discuss the issues you care about from a Jewish perspective.
I am Rabbi G.
And I am Rabbi Levi.
And we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to another episode of The JP Show. Hope you're all well. I'm not with Rabbi Levi today. She's explained. Please enjoy what we're about to share with you. I'm about to share with you. If you are listening on any platform, please subscribe or leave a review. And welcome. So I'm standing currently on a street in New York, in Brooklyn, in Crown Heights, where I'm being for the last week and a half and another few days. And I really feel bad that myself and Rabbi Levi haven't done a JP show for a while. Just says that the time difference is so complicated that we just can't seem to get together and find a good spot for where I can find a computer with a Zoom and he's in his waking hours and do another show. But so I decided this week I'm just going to share with you some thoughts. I'm going to ramble on a little. Well, to excuse a little bit of the background noise. I don't have a camera, so I'm just doing it on the phone. And I just want to share with you some of what's been happening. So I'm here in New York for a kinnus. Kinnus is the yearly conference of all Chabad rabbis. There are about almost close to 5,000 of us here in Crown Heights in Dissen. And it was truly the most fascinating experience. I loved the opportunity at different times to expand a bit. I guess a couple of things that I thought I would share with everyone. First of all, Tali is a little bit cold here. I was standing here with a coat and a scarf. That's okay. It's manageable. But when I come to the, I've been before, it's not my first time. When I come on, I always come away with one takeaway, and that is, well, many takeaways, but one important takeaway, power of connecting with other people. The army that the Lubavitcher Rebbe established was sending people all over the world. Includes very remote places. It includes far places like Sydney. One called Sydney Remote. We have a community there, but it's far. Hard to come here. It's hard to catch up with people. And then there are people that are closer geographically. They actually live in the most absolutely remote areas. I have two brothers in law. One lives in Northern California in a town that I'm sure you've never heard of called Pico. It's a small college campus town. It's a very small Jewish community. And he's there. I met a number of Northern California Muslims who are just, if one is in their own very remote community. So, I think quite important four corners of the earth, and it was just such a beautiful thing. Before we get into the inspiration, just to catch up, see people that are learning it in Yeshiva, see people I haven't seen for a number of years, just catch up with people who are doing similar things or different things, but all the same mission of spreading Judaism and connecting other Jews to Judaism, or hearing what they have to say, what they're going through, what they're doing, and so on and so forth. So you feel so much part of something larger and bigger, which is really, truly amazing. This year, now, the way it struck was, I've said it's a few dollars and close to 5,000 machines, we call them. And I'm sure some of you have seen this on this photo that they take on a Friday morning. It takes like a little, almost an hour to take their photo. Really hard to get 5,000 rabbis to join Finland. I've been seeing like someone takes a sneak photo. It's even that's difficult to get everyone to sit straight. And this one is a few thousand people, and it's really hard till everyone gets a place. It's a very sharp photo. You see faces. But it takes time to get everyone ready, and then it's an experience in itself. But what they do is a conference starts on Wednesday night, and Thursday there's workshop place, which is fascinating in its own right. It's a bunch of workshops. What they do is they divide them into streams. This year, all different topics. So there'll be a stream on fundraising, there'll be a stream on education, on parenting for the rabbis themselves, or for those in remote areas. There'll be a stream on those involved in the rabbinate and on complex issues in Jewish law. This year, I joined the stream because I was asked, actually, I was formally asked to share a couple of presentations. I'll be a presentation for an hour and then doing the panel towards the end of the day with a ADD and a therapist rabbi, who's actually a married pastor therapist. And the street for the day was a wellness street, highlighting the importance of these looking at these rabbis all over the place, especially again those in far or remote areas, small communities, to make sure that they're okay, children are okay, to encourage them to reach out for help when they need. I mean, we're all doing holy work, but we're human beings on challenges of life. Statistically, with 6,000 families will obviously yield some challenges and problems. So it was just a day dedicated to this particular kind of wellness stream. And my topic to start off with is talking about raising a resilient family. So we're trying to be preventative and minimize, hopefully, the threat of crisis, mental health crisis or other emotional crises that could come away. And that we have, you know, you've learned to talk about this a lot. And how do you look at this topic, parenting? So you're going to hear a siren, which is me what? Lots of sirens here. And so that was that. And then that was half of the session. And then the other half is about what do you do when crisis does hit and how do you navigate the journey of healing and looking for therapy and knowing that's absolutely necessary, not just apologizing, but at the same time, not being afraid to reach out and get the proper intervention and help. And how do you do it with the text at the same time while the healing is going on? You protect your Jewish values and all these different type of topics. And it was really, it was great audience and very engaged. And it was just very beautiful. And during the day, we also had this rabbi cleric was talking about someone that's strengthening marriages. There was a certain addiction. There was a self-denying ADHD. Fascinating guy. And well, it's ADHD himself and in those form and then spoke like different techniques to make life work better for those who have a million things in their head at the same time that you bet. And then towards the end of the day, I'm part of a panel where three of the people who presented just seeing the questions, people sent anonymous questions to a screen. So like a text message on his phone screen. And it was eye-opening for me because it gave me such insights for some of the issues that people are dealing with. And again, all human beings, great people, very old people who are really giving their life for the mission. But at the same time, it could be different issues come back. But it was very, very, very fascinating. So I learned a lot. You know, you go to learn, you go to teach, but you also got to learn. And I've gained a tremendous amount. Let me share with you a very moving moment. I'm just sure to share with you one or two more things, but then it gives an opportunity to always do more. A very moving moment. There's a custom that happens every year at the conference that all the shluchim, you know, about thousands of them, go to the Ohel, go to the resting place of the Limbaba Chimene, with the knowledge that you've got to check in with the holiness of the Wonder's Grace Arb, because after all, shluchim means emissary, a person who presents or is being sent by someone known in Hebrew as the Mishaleh, the one who sends, and he is the Mishaleh, he creating this concept of sending people all over the world, and amazingly so, he built this on and continuously evolved and grow. So it's a kind of a checking in moment to come pray for our success, to be together with everyone and connect with the holiness and of that subject of that great person who really is the one that was responsible for us all being all over the world. And that's a very special. What they do is they have an hour of preparation where they show different videos and talks out there about this concept of outreach, about the concept of going all over the world, about the idea of loving every single Jew, no matter who that Jew might be, accepting everyone, inspiring everyone, not stopping until totally agree. Everyone, so to speak, you know, it's the dominant book. Every soul is being touched, so on. And then everyone stands around the oil and so on. I place everyone to go in, but it's like a live stream at the same time, and it's right next to it. And some of the seniors can go in, and then they all pray, we all pray together, and they ask for blessings, for lots of different blessings, for all things that the army of children need and want, and success for the mission, success for us, and so on. Then there's some general sessions, of course. Shabbos is amazing, and then Sunday is the famous banquet, where not only the Shulchan are there, but some of the parents, some of the donors, the supporters. It's really an amazing event up there. Grateful up there to the inventor, to 67,000 people. This huge hall, Greek conference center, whatever you call it. And it's just the most amazing, inspiring idea. I'm hoping as I get back some of the sharing to share some of the stories. Just some amazing stories of resilience, of hope, of tribulation, of beginning. So this was just some amazing stuff, and the impact on, just to share with you one small one, one of the segments was a Dr. Shuliyah book, his big army chaplain, who, and it started off with one of the people that he kept talking, a Marine soldier in the U.S. Army, and they were so not disconnected from Judaism. Shuliyah was keeping Shabbat. He didn't even know what Shabbat was. He didn't know what Tefillin was. Somebody got attacked by this chaplain, this Shuliyah, who was a chaplain, and touched him, came closely. The beautiful part about it was that now he's come close to himself, and he himself now does a shiur on the parsha each week, and he also helps other people put on tefillin. So the ripple effect, in other words, I'll be there not just inspiring somebody to be a follower, inspiring someone to actually take on leadership. And that's just incredibly amazing. So it's just the power of coming together, the power of inspiring each other, the power of helping each other. It's truly amazing. I wanted to share that with you as it's fresh in my mind and fresh in my heart. And I'll to elaborate, Pastor, when I get back, I'll do one with another lady and talk about it some more. In the meantime, hope the volume is okay. And I just want to wish everyone a great day and a Shabbat Shalom. And we will be back. Don't worry. All the best, everyone, and hopefully see you next week.